Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, from our home affiliate down in Kingsland, Georgia. And listening audience, this is the part of the show wherever we have these Super Bowls, these college football playoffs, the World Series, NBA Finals, whatever it is, typically it's the same story the week after when we come on and the game has been played, the results are in, the winner has done their thing. Every single week now for 2 years, two solid years, Kip, where there's been a Super Bowl or whatever, I come on the air and I tell the listening audience, once again, I got it right.
Of course you did. I mean, you picked both teams to win. I picked the Rams outright to win, which
so did I.
Proved to be correct. No, you picked both teams to win as, you know, you try to sit on the fence and play these little mind games with people that are listening out there. Man, they've called on to it. They don't fall for this. They don't fall for that anymore, man. You got to come up with some new material.
Two straight years.
I mean, you started out, you picked 32 teams. Playoffs hit, you picked 14 teams. Championship weekend hits, you picked four teams. Super Bowl hits, you picked two teams to win it. I mean,
you see,
yeah, you're going to be right.
Do you see
Because you can't be wrong when you pick everybody to win.
Do you see how I keep dwindling the field, though?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That's part of the little...
That counts for something.
Well, that's just, it counts for... something I can't say on the radio, but people have caught on to it.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I feel like that there is an insinuation that you're making that I don't pick teams straight out to win. I feel like that you're insinuating this underhandedly.
Not underhandedly anything. That's exactly what I'm telling you.
I feel like there's an undertone here with
you. There's no undertone. I'm telling you, I'm looking you directly in the eye here in the studio and telling you that's what you do.
I just feel like there's some passive aggressiveness here happening with you.
There's not passive aggressiveness when you're talking directly to somebody and like I'm talking to you right
like
now.
In a roundabout,
and our listeners out there on K-Bay.
I feel like in a roundabout way, you're kind of circling them back around my back.
I picked the Rams to win.
Okay, so here's what I'll do, right?
Okay.
When the next major sporting event that we'll have is...
March Madness.
March Madness.
There'll be 68 teams in the tournament. You'll pick all 68 to win.
No.
Okay.
This is what I'll do.
All right.
Just so that you know, and you listening audience too, that my picks are always on the up and up. March Madness comes around. When the brackets break, I will tell you one and only one team that's going to win that tournament. Go ahead and get your bets in when I do that.
I mean, it's not hard to figure out right now. I mean, what's another month left in the season,
pretty much? Yeah.
Regular season, then March Madness kicks in.
Conference tourneys, too.
Conference tourneys. I mean, Gonzaga looks good. Auburn looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kentucky's looking pretty good right now. They got beat this week by Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the two teams that are standing above everyone right now is probably Gonzaga and Auburn. Those are probably the two best teams in the country right now.
Well, I'm going to reserve the right to make that pick until we get to March Madness because there's a lot of things.
Did I say Auburn?
You did.
Oh, it must be basketball season because it dang sure ain't football we're talking about. We're talking about basketball now. There's nothing remotely that would come out of my mouth talking about Auburn as a top team in the country during football season.
Well, typically it's the case in basketball, too, but this year, Auburn's pretty legit. They've had some years in years past, but this is the first time ever that they have been ranked number one at any point in the season.
They have been ranked number one. And then we'll see how that plays out for the War Eagles or Tigers or whatever they call themselves.
Pick a name.
Yeah.
Pick a name.
War Chickens.
War Chickens. I mean, I
kind of like Ware County. Are you the Bulldogs or the Gators?
I just feel like there's some. I feel like there are other teams that you're not really giving proper attention to. Arizona should be in the conversation. Baylor, Duke.
Duke. I mean,
all of these teams should be discussed as far as being legitimate contenders. And in a month,
Kansas
is another one. And in a month, when the brackets break, and I have a chance to view and scan what matchups are there, I will come on this show and I will tell you who is going to win the NCAA March Madness tournament. Make sure you get your bets in, just like you did with Texas A&M and Alabama. Got that one right, too.
I know a couple of teams that won't be winning the NCAA tournament in our own state. That's Georgia Tech and Georgia.
Going out on a limb there, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes, I'm out on a big limb right there. But that limb's pretty sturdy. I'm confident in that prediction.
Is it time for Tom Crean to go in Athens? That question, that actually was a story that got written on the SouthernSportsEdition.com last week. Is Crean looking at the end of the road in Athens? Big time hire. We didn't get the big time. So far, there hasn't been the big time results that I think the administration in Athens was looking for.
Big time results in during basketball season in Athens? The administration, I mean, they've been looking for those results for what, 100 years?
Mm.
They just haven't been there. Only time Georgia was really relevant in basketball is when Tubby Smith was there.
That's a fair assessment. That's a fair assessment. Then, you know, Tubby off to Kentucky.
Yes, I mean, he leapfrogged from Georgia to go to Kentucky. So, leading him to a national title.
So is it time for Tom Crean to go find another job? Not in Athens.
Who do you get? Who do you replace him with? Who wants to come to Georgia and coach basketball?
Well, Coach K's about to retire from Duke.
Okay.
What a get that would be for the Bulldogs.
Tom Brady's retired. Can he coach basketball?
No, but Coach K can. I'm putting it out there right now. You heard it here first, just in case. If the Georgia Bulldogs fire Tom Crean, and if Coach K is available, and if Coach K does not really want to call it a full retirement, and if Georgia can pony up the money that it's going to take to pay Coach K, and if Coach K can bring in his own staff, Georgia will offer Coach K the Georgia job.
What, is this some sort of comedy jam kind of tryout? What are you trying to say here? You're not at a comedy club, dude.
I didn't say that. Nobody said I was. Okay. I'm just giving you facts. If Coach K retires, if Georgia fires Tom Crean, if Coach K is interested, if Georgia can pay the right amount of money, if Coach K can bring in his own staff, and if Coach K gets some type of control with that team, other than just being the head coach as far as administration goes.
What's the old saying about if my aunt had such and such, she'd be my uncle? I mean, come on, dude. You're sitting here throwing out just wild stuff. You got to chill with all that. Coach K. He's retired, man. They fixed to put up a statue of him if they haven't already at Duke.
Can you imagine a statue of Coach K in Athens outside of Stegman?
I mean, the only statue in Athens right now is Vince.
Kirby's got one coming.
It's coming.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The dynasty that is Camden County Wrestling has added another state championship. The Wildcats took down Lambert, North Paulding, and North Forsyth on their way to the state title. Camden dominated North Forsyth in the championship round 56-18. On the hardwood, the Statesboro Blue Devils claimed the 2-6A region title, beating Effingham in a thriller 54-52. The Blue Devils will enter the GHSA tourney as a number one seed. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Nice. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Trey Young is an animal. Luca who? Ben Simmons, welcome to Brooklyn, where you won't be asked to do anything because we have Kevin Durant. Wait, the Olympics are on? NBA All-Star Weekend cometh. Quick, Kip, give me the teams. The Lakers will be without AD for a month. LeBron just can't seem to catch a break. It looks like we may not have baseball this season. Thanks, players and owners. Two more fights for Canelo Alvarez. Canelo, boxing needs you. College football playoff to stay at four teams. Why does anyone think that we need any more than four? Did you see what happened to Cincinnati and Michigan?
Yes.
James Harden, get on the court. You aren't hurt. And who is choosing your wardrobe, Willy Wonka? DeMar DeRozan, the best player on the planet,
right,
and
now
Kip can't even tell me who he is. Like, don't look up on Netflix. Must see stream. Cody Rhodes to the WWE. Are you bleeping with me? And these are my thoughts.
That's huge. We talked about that at, like, basically at length for 30 minutes this morning.
Oh, driving down.
Yeah, how big of a deal that is.
Or is it some big angle? Who knows?
Who knows? But if you see Cody Rhodes step on a WWE TV, that's a shift.
That would be huge.
That's and to be honest with you, you know, I don't want to get in, I don't want to turn this into a wrestling show, but the WWE needs Cody Rhodes.
They need somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because Roman Reigns, brother, you're just not cutting it.
I actually like Roman Reigns. I think that he has done I think he's become far better than he was a couple of years ago. I think he's doing an adequate job of carrying the company.
Where's Seth Rollins?
Yeah,
where?
Misused is where he is.
Mm.
Anyway.
Enough of that.
Yeah. NBA playoffs. So the Atlanta Hawks are doing their best to try to get back into the playoff picture to become a playoff team, currently standing in the 10th spot in the Eastern Conference.
They'd be in a play-in game if the playoffs were getting ready to start. They have that little play-in thing now with the 7 versus 10, 8 versus 9 to determine the two final teams.
This is what I want to tell you about the Eastern Conference. There are two teams that are tied atop the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls. They have the best record, both of them, 38 and 21. 38, listen to what I just said, 38 and 21. What I'm trying to get across to you here is the two best teams in the Eastern Conference both have 21 losses.
It's pretty balanced in the East this year. I mean, you got the defending world champion Milwaukee Bucks, I think, in the 5th slot. I think they're 36 and 24.
That's right.
And anything can happen. There's probably 6 or 7 teams that could win the Eastern Conference right now.
I think all 8 teams could go. I mean, the Nets are the 8th seed at 31 and 28.
Did the Hawks not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year?
Yes, they did.
And they're sitting here at the 10 seed right now?
As long as they have Trae Young, if they can get somebody else to get hot with him, they're a contender in the Eastern Conference.
I had somebody chiming in on my Facebook page, said Boston's getting hot, but they lost to the Pistons this week.
Boston is 34 and 26, currently sitting in the 6th seed.
They just lost to the Pistons.
In the Western Conference.
Pistons are like 15 and 90. Horrible. 13 and 47.
They're 13 and 45.
Something like that.
They're next to last in the Eastern Conference.
But the Celtics are playing good basketball. I heard the talking heads on ESPN talking about them yesterday as a team that's starting to get their act together. And the Celtics could be tough at playoff time. Anybody, the West is the Phoenix Suns.
Anybody, well, hold on. I disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, anybody 1 through 8, the teams in the Eastern Conference 1 through 8 as of right now, and of course I'm not talking play-ins, I'm just going 1 through 8 traditional seeds, Heat, Bulls, Sixers, Cavs, Bucks, Celtics, Raptors, Nets. All of those teams could come out of the East.
Chicago's dangerous.
DeMar DeRozan is having a fantastic
year. He's the MVP of the season ends
easy,
today.
Easy.
He's the most valuable player. 7 straight games with over 35 points. Michael Jordan never did that, did he? I heard some stat this week said he's the first guy to ever do that in Chicago.
Boy,
or in the NBA.
It's a good thing the show isn't on in Chicago because you don't, especially with a guy that's in the place that Jordan built.
They said that he's the first guy that's had 7. He set a record this week. 7 straight games with over 35 points.
Hmm.
Consecutively.
In comparison, where I just told you that the top team in the East has 21 losses and the 8th seed has 28. So there's a 7-game difference between 1 and 7 in the Eastern.
It's called parity.
1 and 8. The Western Conference isn't built like that.
No.
The Suns are 48 and 10.
Suns are good. Chris Paul's having an MVP type season.
And yet he still can't find the way to win that big game. And the Warriors are in second. They're 7 games off the pace, and they've only lost 17 games. They're 42 and 17.
They'd have a 4-game lead in the Eastern Conference. The Warriors, the 2 seed in the West.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. And so you look at all the way down to the 8th seed, the Clippers are the 8th seed. They're 30 and 31, a game under 500. Look, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
Clippers ain't winning.
No. Your playoff teams in the West would be Suns, Warriors, Grizzlies, Jazz, Mavs, Nuggets, Wolves, and the Clippers. By the way, Lakers not mentioned in those 8 seeds.
They'll be mentioned in the next segment. We'll talk in depth about the Lakers.
Hmm.
You know what segment that is.
The Butthurt segment. Yeah. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Now, the Lakers are tied for the 8th seed in the loss column, but they're 27-31, where the Clippers are 30-31, which puts them off the pace.
AD, hurt again.
Out a month. And LeBron just can't seem to catch a break. Like, they just keep shoveling on him and saying, carry this thing, carry this thing, carry this thing.
That's what I would expect you to say. You've been a Kool-Aid toter for LeBron James ever since I've been doing this show. I would not expect you to say anything different.
I'm not a Kool-Aid toter for LeBron. I'm just giving you facts. They keep shoveling the load on his shoulders, and LeBron's getting to the point where he can't really carry that load anymore.
I mean, what's he, 37, 38 years old?
I mean,
I don't know. How old is he? You should know, you're the president of this fan club.
He's been in the NBA right out of high school. So there's a lot of miles.
36, 37?
A lot of NBA miles on LeBron James' body.
Three championships.
Yeah, he's been to 9.
Yeah. Ooh, I wouldn't have said that. If you're the president of a fan club, why would you say that? Why would you expose your man for being a loser in the finals more times than he won?
Guys, you survived Valentine's Day. Good job. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to feel special year-round. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, graduation and wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
We're trying to do the math on the LeBron James things because I said 3-9. Kip said it's 4-6. And we're going to ask Google. And Google says he's 4-6. He's been in the finals 10 times.
10 times.
2007, Cavs Spurs. They lost that one.
Yep.
2011, Mavericks Heat. They lost that one. 2012, Heat Thunder. They won that one.
Yes.
2013, Spurs and Heat. They lost that one. 2014, Heat and Spurs rematch. They won that one. 2015, Cavs Warriors. They lost that. 2016, Cavs Warriors won that. 2017, Cavs Warriors lost that.
Oh, so they lost twice to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where we got mixed up.
4-6. Four NBA championships for LeBron James, and he's taken 10 mediocre teams to the finals.
4-6. Sounds like Glenn Academy football from 2021. I mean, that's a fact, right?
The NFL draft is coming up. There was no reason for that.
I mean, to put it in comparison, man, of the accomplishment.
No, there was no reason for that. That was just...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anyone.
I mean...
Man, people are so sensitive nowadays. You don't think if my Pirates were 4-6, somebody be letting me know about it?
The Jacksonville Jaguars have the number one pick in the NFL draft again. They are finished 3-14. Kip and I, for once, it doesn't happen very often on this show, but we are in agreement about what the Jags should do. We're going to let you know that as soon as Kip hijacks the show and does his thing in the Butthurt segment.
Butthurt list this week. Jason, how are you today?
Obviously, I'm...
You're doing well.
Okay.
Speaking of Jason Bishop, number 5 on the butthurt list this week, the Los Angeles Lakers.
What's that got to do with me?
I mean, you root for losers. I mean, that's what you do. They're 27-31, not going anywhere fast. AD, Anthony Davis, hurt again. LeBron, here you are, trying to make excuses for him.
You root for losers.
I mean...
That's what I was just told.
The Lakers aren't going anywhere, man. LeBron's starting to break down, and the Lakers, I don't even know if they're going to get in the play-in game to get a playoff spot.
Might not.
I mean, AD is the best player on that team. He's out a month now. Number 4 on the butthurt list, the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line.
Yeah.
Atrocious.
I told you.
7 sacks last week.
What
they gave up.
What did I tell you about that game?
Seven sacks.
I stood right here and said, if they can't protect Burrow, they lose.
7 sacks in the Super Bowl.
Write it down on the list of all the times I've been right. It's a long list.
7 times your quarterback gets sacked. And the offensive line gave up 70 sacks this year if you count the playoffs. Joe Burrow is not going to make it long in this league if he gets sacked 70 times a year.
Do you think the Cincinnati Bengals will be looking to address the offensive line
they
in the
better.
Offseason?
They got the 4th most cap money available, and they need to go out, and they need to get that man some help. Number 3 on the butthurt list, Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket basketball. 3-11 in the ACC, 10-15 overall.
ACC's tough.
They reside in last place in the ACC, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Is it time for a coaching change in Atlanta?
Wow.
For the Jackets?
Wow, last place in the ACC.
Why isn't Georgia Tech's got a decent basketball history.
Yes, they do.
Why aren't they winning?
Bobby Crimmins, Stephon Marbury.
Why aren't they winning?
What's that, Matt Harpering?
Yeah, speaking of a bigger train wreck.
Nick Anderson.
Number 2 on the butthurt list. Currently 1-12 in the SEC and 6-20 overall.
Well, at least you're being fair.
You got the Georgia Bulldogs basketball, men's basketball team.
They don't have the history that Georgia Tech has on the hard court.
They've got Dominique Wilkins and Tubby Smith.
One player and a coach.
Who's that? Who else?
That's what I'm saying. They don't have the history.
I mean, they got one NBA Hall of Famer, and they got Tubby Smith. who used George as a stepping stone to go win a natty at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did.
Man, and people say, why is Georgia so bad at basketball? Well, the state of Georgia produces a lot of basketball talent. Why can't Georgia be good in basketball?
I ain't gonna lie to you. If you're a school in the state of Georgia and you want basketball talent, all you got to do is drive to Savannah. There's plenty there alone.
There's good basketball talent in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Metro Atlanta produces some of the best basketball in the country.
And Savannah.
Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. He's been doing a lot of whining this week. And I heard it firsthand. The GOAT in college football, Nick Saban. He's been whining this week. He said if three players would have stepped up and done what they're supposed to do, we would have won the national championship.
What three players were they?
He didn't name them by name, but I'm assuming that he's talking about his backup wide receivers at Alabama. You know, Metchie and Jameson Williams got hurt against Georgia in the SEC and national championship game. And he says three players were more concerned about their own catches and their own stats and wasn't worried about team success and wasn't doing what they needed to do to get better. And he said that's the reason they lost the national championship game. Now, the reason you lost the national championship game, Nick, is you got beat by a better football team down the stretch in the fourth quarter. You gave up three touchdowns in the final 8 minutes of the football game. That's the reason you get lost in the national championship. And I never thought I'd hear Nick Saban making excuses. I guess Kirby is in his head a little bit right now.
Got two words for you, Nick. Keely Ringo.
Keely Ringo. 79-yard pick six, Nick. Put the tape in. Watch it one more time. If I'm not mistaken, your Heisman Trophy winning quarterback threw it right to him like he was the targeted receiver. And Keely took it to the house.
Backbreaker.
41 years, down the drain. Natty, Athens, Georgia. Kirby Smart Way being constructed around the stadium. It's coming.
Well, they're going to have to take down some of the Vince Dooley signs in Athens because there's only so much space there.
I've told you, and I'm not going to tell you again, okay? I mean, I enjoy doing this show, but at any time, when I'm doing a show with you, there's never going to be any Vince Dooley bashing on this radio show.
I'm not Vince Dooley bashing.
I'm just saying, to make room
for some of the Kirby Smart roads, you're going to have to take down some of those Vince Dooley signs.
We're not even taking shots at Vince. We're not trying to crack jokes at Vince's expense. that's just an area where we don't go on this show.
Was that number one?
Yes. Nick Saban. And I don't know how you're going to hijack and start bad-mouthing Vince, but that's not going to happen.
Nobody.
I'll take off my headset and go home right now. We're not going to do that.
Actually, I wouldn't be too upset if you did that.
I mean, the listeners would tune into another station, but Vince bashing on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch will not be tolerated. That's a zero-tolerance policy there.
I mean, Vince Dooley Way... The four Vince Dooley ways, you know, we can change a couple of them to Kirby Smart Boulevard. That's all I'm saying.
Here we go.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, you survived Valentine's Day. Good job. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to feel special year-round. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, graduation and wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
We were talking about Tim Tebow during the break and, you know, how his baseball career, the Mets never really gave him a fair shake, which I think is unfortunate because I see a lot of similarities between Tim Tebow and Barry Bonds.
And those are what?
Well,
they're left-handed.
They're right. They're both left-handed.
What else? Nothing. That's it. Crickets. That's it.
They both are left-handed. They both throw left-handed and hit left-handed. And Tim Tebow's quickness through the strike zone is just a little bit under Barry Bonds.
If it was third and two from the two, third and goal from the two, then I'd want the direct snap to go to Tebow.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's the only advantage I could see there.
Well, let me ask you a question here. Game 7 of the World Series, two outs and the bases loaded, and you're down by two. Who would you rather have at the plate, Barry Bonds or Tim Tebow?
I'd bring Barry Bonds up and ask him to switch hit. He's got a better opportunity to get a hit than Tebow would in that situation.
I don't know. Tebow's got kind of the MO of rising to the occasion, doesn't he? He finds ways to make big plays in big situations.
He's got a, you know, he did that at Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, he beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
As Denver Bronco quarterback.
Yes, he did. You know what Barry Bonds never did?
He didn't go to the World Series, did he?
No, he did go to the World Series.
One time.
Mm-hmm. With the Giants. I think they did they win that year?
They lost to the Angels.
I think they lost to the Angels. Yeah. That was the year that JT Snow had to pull Dusty Baker's son off the plate, or was it Barry Bonds' son? I'm not sure. But, yeah, there was a play at the plate, and he had to get him off the plate. I distinctly remember that.
You know, we talked about this last week.
You don't think Tim Tebow and Barry Bonds are similar baseball-wise?
No. Huh. I mean, I've told you this whole show today, this is not a comedy show, man. We're not at the comedy club in Jacksonville. No, this is a sports topic-related show. No. Barry Bonds?
Greatest hitter I've ever seen.
Yes. Is Tebow the greatest quarterback you've ever seen?
No.
Okay, then there's no comparison.
Two different sports. I'm just saying I see some of Barry Bonds in Tim Tebow. And it's a shame the Mets didn't give him more of a fair shake.
what they give him? I mean, what, he played 3 or 4 years in their minor league system, right?
And he kept getting better every year.
Okay, but he's how old? I mean, he was a senior at Florida in 2009, which what makes him, what, 22? It's 2022. That was, what, 13 years ago? He's 35.
Yeah, mid, early 30s.
Okay, you got a guy playing single-A baseball, or double-A baseball at 35, and you're sitting here talking about the Mets didn't give him a shot? Are you kidding me, dude? At 30, mid-30s, playing double-A baseball? Come on, man. Use your common sense.
There's a ton of home runs that Barry Bonds has after 35.
Yeah, in the major leagues. Barry was not playing double-A baseball in his mid-30s.
Maybe the same.
I don't even think. Did Barry even play minor league baseball?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes.
Or did he come straight up to the majors? I don't know. I have to look that up.
Yes. No, he played minor league baseball. Not long. Not long.
I mean, I bet he didn't spend a season in the minors.
Where did he come out? Arizona State?
Arizona State.
Yeah. I don't think he was in the minors long at all.
Maybe what? Long enough to...
We'll look this up in the break, but they probably started him at double A. And to your point, he probably spent about half a season before he was up.
Let's see. Barry probably 86, 87 in that window. I know he was playing for the... I know, yeah. Shoot. He probably didn't spend 6 months in the minor leagues.
I'm Googling it now.
You're going to Google it right now. We're sitting... How did you... See, you hijacked the show, man. How do we get off on this? You're sitting here doing Tim Tebow, Barry Bonds comparisons.
Pittsburgh drafted Barry, the sixth overall pick in the 85 Major League Draft. He joined the Prince of William Pirates of the Carolina League in 1985. When did he make his Major League debut?
87?
So he was actually in the minors a lot longer than we thought. A couple of years, even out of college.
Not in his mid-30s.
Now he's got a lot of home runs in his mid-30s.
I mean, yeah, he probably had close to 3,000 hits by then.
Producer's yelling at me to get you back on track.
Okay, you got us off track, so bring us back.
The NFL draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars have the number one pick. They had it last year. They drafted Trevor Lawrence. You got to think... that they've got to get better at protecting Trevor Lawrence.
Protect your investment. Evan Neal, offensive tackle,
Alabama. You and I are in agreement. That's the number one overall pick.
That's who I'd take. Jacksonville, what else would Jacksonville do like they always do and draft another defensive end?
Yeah, they'll go after a pass rusher.
I mean, how many pass rushers can you have on one roster?
I don't know. Here's another interesting scenario I want to throw at you. The Detroit Lions are picking second. Do they dare take Kenny Pickett at 2? They need a quarterback.
They need a lot of other stuff, too.
That they do. Do you dare take Kenny Pickett at 2?
They got like $20 million in cap money they can spend. They got to go out and get some help at wide receiver. They're good at running back. Offensive line, they've put a lot of investment there. Defensively, they got to get better in the back end. I don't know. If Pickett's the guy that they like, I like Malik Willis over Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm going to take a quarterback, then that might be the guy that I'd take.
This is what I think Detroit will do. I don't think they'll take Kenny Pickett or a quarterback at 2. I don't think Detroit picks at 2. I think Detroit trades that pick and goes back to build up draft capital to be able to get more players because, as you just said, they got a lot of needs.
Plus, they got the Rams pick at 32 in the Stafford trade.
That's right.
So the Lions could, you know, they could get a couple of picks. They're going to have a couple of picks in the first round. They could get a quarterback.
Number 3, the Houston Texans.
They need everything.
You need a fire extinguisher is what you need there.
Yes, they do. That's the biggest train wreck right now in the NFL. That's a train wreck. Jeez. You know, then what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Is he going to get traded? I keep hearing rumors about him getting traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't know what to tell you because I don't know. I don't think that they know. I don't think Deshaun Watson's going to set foot again as the Houston Texans quarterback. I don't know. And then at 4 and 5, respectively, the Jets and the Giants.
The Jets need some playmakers.
I agree with you. You got to go get a receiver if you're the Jets.
Well, is there any up there you could take that high? Jets need help probably on the offensive line, too. And they're probably hoping that Jacksonville takes one of them defensive ends so Evan Neal could fall to them.
Right.
The Giants, oh, Lord, they're in bad shape.
They need a front office overhaul is what they need.
Giants need a quarterback, in my opinion.
I agree.
Think Daniel Jones is the answer.
Nor do I.
For the Giants.
They're going to go draft a tight end.
They're in a division, though. If you could get better quick, I mean, you got the NFC East, Dallas Cowboys. You know what they're going to do every year. They're going to lose in the first round of playoffs. You just have to strive to be better than that.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Goldenhouse Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Goldenhouse Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
WWNS in Statesboro, our Statesboro affiliate, got to say congratulations to the Statesboro Blue Devils for winning Region 2-6A in basketball.
You know what? I'm proud of you. That's the first time I've ever heard you say something positive about the Statesboro Blue Devils on this broadcast.
That's not true. That is so not true.
It's usually Southeast Bullock at Cattingville, but you actually said something good about the Statesboro Blue Devils.
Completely not
true. Statesboro built the foundation in Bullock County for athletics. But every week you come on here during football season, Southeast Bullock Academy, blah, blah, never Statesboro Blue Devils. Thank you. Thank you, listeners in Statesboro, for putting the pressure on this guy. Don't shake your head. It's true.
Another statement out of your mouth, created out of false pretense that has absolutely no merit or validation to it.
All the history in Bullock County comes from who?
Yeah, I agree. Like in the 2000s, yes, you know, Statesboro.
Where are we at? We're in the
football. But I'm not talking about Statesboro football. I'm saying congratulations to the Statesboro basketball team for winning a region championship. Why can't I do that without all of the venom from
you
the
did.
Other side? Also, congratulations to the Camden County Wildcat wrestling team who has won yet another state championship. That's all that wrestling team does is win state championships.
Camden County is like the Iowa Hawkeyes in wrestling. They win state championships and national championships. I mean, Camden's an elite wrestling program. Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl winning quarterback. I wanted to take the opportunity to talk about this guy for a minute. You know, I'm a Lions fan.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first pick of the Lions in 2009. You know, the word on him was, oh, he's a stat guy. And all he does is put up stats. He plays on a bad franchise, blah, 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 blah. 0-3 in the playoffs in Detroit. Can't win a playoff game. Gets traded to the Rams. And everybody says, well, guys never won a playoff game. So the Rams get in the playoffs. Not only do they win playoff games, they end up winning the Super Bowl. They win a first-round playoff game. Well, they beat the Cardinals. Well, he's got to go play the GOAT now in Tampa Bay. He ain't going to beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the GOAT all-time, greatest quarterback of all time. Stafford goes down and leads him to a last-second field goal after Cam Akers tried to fumble the football game away there in the fourth quarter to the Bucks. Stafford leads them on a game-winning drive, field goal. Brady's retired. Well, they can't beat the 49ers. 49ers have their number. Matthew Stafford, can he handle the pressure of the moment? I don't know. Can you trust this guy when everything's on the line? Beat the 49ers, down 10 points in the fourth quarter, come back, they pull it out, they go to Super Bowl. Well, you know, they brought him here to get to the Super Bowl. If he don't win the Super Bowl, then he's no better than Jared Goff. He's a bust. They go out, win the Super Bowl, and then they finally, the man's basking in the limelight, and the narrative changes on him the next day with the talking heads on national sports media saying, well, does Matthew Stafford have the resume now to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Who cares? The man just won a Super Bowl. One of those guys, there's people in every sport, you know, led probably one of the greatest game-winning Super Bowl drives in history. 79 yards, 15 plays, drove down the field, wide receiver, OBJ's hurt, tight ends hurt, just made it happen. And so
Cooper Kupp was playing.
He caught four passes on the last drive and caught the game-winning touchdown pass, but who threw it? Cooper Kupp was considered an average wide receiver.
Until last year where he became an above-average receiver.
Why?
And then this year he just had a monster year.
Why? Two of the greatest years in pro football history have been by Cooper Kupp and Calvin Johnson.
By the way,
who's their quarterback both times?
Fair. Matthew Stafford. Well, some validation for Matthew Stafford because he can now make the claim that he is a good enough quarterback to win a Super Bowl if put in the right situation instead of the dumpster fire that he's been in Detroit for the entire career, where they have just wasted most of his career. By the way, up in Glynn County today, there's a parade for the national champion Georgia Bulldogs for the kids that played for Glynn and Brunswick, Jack Podlesny and Warren McClendon. Podlesny from Glynn, McClendon from Brunswick. They'll have a parade to honor those kids today.
You remember we used to talk about the curse of Georgia sports?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got the Braves world champions. You got the Georgia Bulldogs national champions. You got a Super Bowl winning quarterback that played for the University of Georgia. It's just like Georgia's coming up on every radar screen right now. Kirby. Beat Nick Saban. Kirby can't beat Nick. Matthew Stafford can't win the big game. Georgia hadn't won a national championship since 1980. The Braves, they're not going to win. They haven't won anything since 1995.
I remember you saying on this show they were done at some point.
You said that. Now the narrative's changed. Everything sports-related in this country right now seems to be running through the state of Georgia, except for the Hawks and the Falcons.
And the Bulldogs and the Yellow Jackets.
Could somebody say, man, Matthew Stafford came and won a Super Bowl for us. Could somebody trade for Matt Ryan to see if they can get over that hurdle?
The Falcons are sticking with Matt Ryan. They think that I think the Falcons believe that Matt Ryan's got two or three more years and that they can win a Super Bowl somewhere in that window.
Do the Falcons draft a quarterback?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
How would Matt Corral look in a Falcons uniform?
Not well.
You don't think so?
No,
huh?
No. Matt Corral's not going to be successful in the NFL.
You see. You for sure.
Am I ever wrong on this show?
I mean, Lane Kiffin's a pretty good offensive coordinator. He knows how to make things work on the offensive side.
Lane Kiffin's not going to be with him in the NFL. Thank you.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.